Now, as manager Westrum turns and goes back to his dugout, here is the starting lineup for the Philadelphia Phillies. Leading off at second base, Tony Taylor. Batting second in left field today, Cookie Rojas. Batting third at shortstop, Dick Groats. And hitting cleanup at third base, Richie Allen. Batting fifth and playing first base, Harvey Keene. Bill White's being given a rest today. The right fielder is John Callison, batting sixth against the left-hander. Bob Uecker is catching and batting seventh. Johnny Briggs is in center field, batting eighth. And Chris Short is the pitcher, batting ninth. For the New York Mets, leading off is the right fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second and playing second base, Ron Hutch. Batting third is the third baseman, Ken Boyer. And batting fourth and playing first base, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth in left field is Ron Swoboda. Followed by the shortstop, Ed Brisseau. Batting seventh and playing center field today is Billy Murphy. Batting eighth and catching is Jerry Grody. And the pitcher is Tug McGraw. Chris Short still is warming up. Down below, he has a record of 16 wins and 8 losses this year. Against the Mets, he has won one and lost one. Now the New York Mets are taking the field. Chris Short has a lifetime record against the Mets of 4 wins and 3 losses. He pitched a 6-hit shutout here at Shea Stadium on June 30th. He won it 1-0, and he struck out 13. He lost to the Mets at Philadelphia 8-1 on July 4th. He went 1 2/3 innings, gave up 5 runs on 5 hits. He had 2 other starts against the Mets this season with no decision. He pitched 7 innings here at Shea on May 31st, and he pitched 6 1/3 at Philadelphia August 19th. Now our national anthem. The New York Mets are on the field. Jim Hickman is at first base. Ron Hunt is at second. Ed Brisseau is at shortstop. And Ken Boyer is around at third. Ron Swoboda is in left field. Billy Murphy is in center field. Leon Jones is in right. Jerry Grody is catching. And Tug McGraw is pitching. Tug McGraw this year with the Mets has won 2 and lost 6. Against the Phillies, he has won 1 and lost none. That is also his lifetime record against the Phillies. On August 21st in Philadelphia, McGraw defeated the Phillies by a score of 5-1. He hurled a 2-hitter. He walked 1 and struck out 3 in that ballgame. Tony Taylor standing just outside the batter's box now, waiting until Doug McGraw finishes his warm-up. And there goes the throw down to second base. At Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, the Chicago Cubs have scored 4 runs in the top half of the first inning off Woody Fryman, who has been knocked out in the first and relieved by Don Cardwell. Bill Hands is going for the Cubs. Ernie Banks had a 3-run homer as the Cubs got off to 4 runs in the top half of the first inning. The Giants are at St. Louis. Juan Marichal is warming up for the Giants. Al Jackson for the St. Louis Cardinals. The Dodgers are at Cincinnati. Now, Tug McGraw with the first pitch, Taylor in a 10-4 foul strike. Don Drysdale is warming up for the Dodgers, and Sammy Ellis is warming up for the Cincinnati Reds. We'll keep you posted on scores of other games throughout the course of this one here at Shea Stadium. Tony Taylor is hitting .245. He has 5 home runs and 33 runs batted in. Draw takes the sign, deals the pitch. Curveball low. 1-1 now to Tony Taylor. With Cookie Rojas on deck. Rojas, who has again assumed the role of a utility man with the Philadelphia Phillies. He was in center field last night. He's in left this afternoon. During most of the season, he was the regular second baseman. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Leon Jones is over up with the ball, plays it back, and it's a leadoff single for Tony Taylor. Rojas is hitting .273 with 6 homers and 50 runs batted in. Dennis Lowry is on the coaching lines at first base for the Phillies, and George Myatt is the coach around at third. There's a throw to first. McGraw was not on the rubber, so he just wheeled and underhanded the ball over there. Taylor takes a good lead. Now the pitch to Rojas, who squares, bunts the ball to the third base side. McGraw has it. He throws to first in time. And the sacrifice goes 1-3 as Hickman took the throw, which is almost high. Hickman had to reach up to pull it down. Tony Taylor moves to second. Gene Knox calling on the sacrifice bunt here in the top half of the first inning. Dick Roach, the batter, hitting .256. He has 2 homers and 47 runs batted in. He was a big man in last night's victory for the Phillies over the Mets. This is the last scheduled meeting between these two teams this year. Now the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Starting play today in the National League, the Pittsburgh Pirates are on top. The Los Angeles Dodgers are in second place, 2 games out, and 1 percentage point ahead of the third place San Francisco Giants. The Phillies are 7 games back. Here's a strike one delivery. Swung, hit on the ground, foul. Over toward the corner of the Philly dugout. Richie Allen is out there on deck. Richie was a late arrival here at Shea Stadium today. He's swinging the bat, kneeling on deck right now. McGraw takes the sign. Tony Taylor leads at second. There's one man out. Now, no throw as McGraw wheeled and bluffed a throw to second with Ron Hutch moving toward the bag. But Taylor was back in plenty of time. And now no pitch is called as McGraw came on through, but Dick Roach had backed out of the batter's box just as McGraw was set to deliver. Top half of the first inning here at Shea Stadium. Here's a swing and a ground ball to third. It is a foul ball just off the line, taken deep by Ken Boyer. 2-strike count to Grody, comes back to the plate. Between the hours of 12 noon and 1 p.m. today, hundreds of fans came down into the lower field boxes to photograph their favorite Met players, as this was designated as Camera Day here at Shea Stadium. Here's a pitch swung on and hit foul on the right field line, out of play. Count holds it 2 strikes. As you know, the weather was somewhat threatening throughout the morning, but hundreds of fans nonetheless showed up early and spent the hour photographing their favorite Met players. Now Tug McGraw checks the runner at second, Tony Taylor, and the pitch to Dick Groce, swung on and lined in the left for a base hit. Taylor is rounding 30, being held up, and here comes Svoboda's throw, and it's cut off, and the throw to second, and Groce is hung up between first and second, and now he is being tagged out by Hickman, and Tony Taylor goes back to third. The play goes 7-5-4-3 on Groce. A single to left, and he's out 7-5-4-3. base for you. Cut off the throw of Ron Swoboda. Taylor already had been held up by Coach George Myatt at third. There are two men out, a runner at third, and Richie Allen is the batter. It's a fine single into left by Gross. Richie Allen hitting 316 with 36 home runs and 98 runs batted in. He is tied with Henry Aaron of the Atlanta Braves for the home run lead in the National League. As we indicated, Richie Allen was a little tardy in showing up today, and one of the Philly players said, "Our offense isn't here yet." Here's the pitch in for a called strike. Mets are playing him straight away. He's had three home runs in the series, one over the center field fence, one over the left field fence, and one over the right field fence. Swing and a drive into right field. If it stays fair, it is a fair ball going to the corner. Tony Taylor scores, and moving on to second is Allen. He turns second. He's going to third. Throw to third base. He slides, and he's out. At third base, it went from 9-4-5. From Cleon Jones to Ron Hutt to Ken Boyer. It goes as a double and a run batted in. And then he goes 9-4-5. Bill's got a run on three hits. No errors and none left. And the score at the end of a half inning is the Phillies 1 and the Mets coming to bat. Now here's a word from Ryan Jones.
I don't know the reason. I can't tell you why. The more people like Rhino, the beer extra dry. But we must be doing something. Yes, we must be doing something right.
Absolutely right.
Now in the bottom half of the first inning, Cleon Jones is coming up to lead off for the Mets. Hitting 280, he has 7 home runs and 48 runs batted in. Facing Chris Short, who has won 16 games and lost 8 for the Phillies. Short won 16, lost 8. Jim Bunning has won 16, lost 9. The two top hurlers on the staff. Larry Jackson has won 13, lost 13. Here are the big three of the Philly pitching corps. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on and hit in the air to short right field. Tony Taylor, the second baseman, is backpedaling, and he's backed up by Callison, and Taylor makes the catch. Staggered a little just as the ball came down. One away, and Ron Hutt's the batter, hitting 289 with three homers and 31 runs batted in. Last night, the Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Mets 8-4. Yesterday afternoon, the Pittsburgh Pirates beat Chicago 9-1. Yesterday afternoon, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Giants 3-2. Last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-3. Sandy Koufax got his 22nd win of the season, although he did not go all the way. He was relieved in the seventh inning by Phil Regan. And the Atlanta Braves took both ends of a doubleheader from the Houston Astros, 12-2 and 6-4. Chris Short takes the sign from catcher Bob Uecker and the pitch to Ron Hutt. In there for a called strike. So the New York Mets, despite a loss to the Phillies last night, picked up a half game on the eighth-place Houston Astros, who lost 2. So starting play today, the Mets are a game and a half back of the eighth-place Houston Astros. The victory by the Dodgers moves them ahead of the San Francisco Giants in the National League standings. And as you know, tomorrow night, the Giants and the Dodgers start their series. Here is a pitch blown away. tomorrow afternoon, a late afternoon start. As a matter of fact, in Los Angeles, it'll be night as far as New York fans are concerned. Here's a 1-1 pitch. And it's low for a ball. 2-1. Pittsburgh Pirates did not score in the bottom of the first, and the Chicago Cubs have picked up another run in the top half of the second inning. So going to the bottom of the second, it is the Cubs 5 and the Pirates nothing. Bill Hands against Woody Framan, knocked out in the first, relieved by Don Cardwell. Ernie Banks had a 3-run homer in the first for the Cubs. It's a drive in the right center field. It could be an in-betweener to the wall for Ron Hunt. Goes all the way to the wall, and Hunt is going to second base and holding up there with a double as the ball is retrieved quickly by Johnny Briggs, the center fielder. So with one man out, the Mets have a runner at second. And Ken Boyer's coming up. He's hitting 268. He has 12 home runs and 52 runs batted in. The Phillies on the field have Harvey Keene playing first base this afternoon. Tony Tater is at second. Dick Groce at shortstop. And Richie Allen is at third base. Ricky Rojas is in left. Johnny Briggs is in center. And John Callison's in right. Bob Uecker is the catcher. The Phillies are leading by a score of 1-0. Short is up and sudden. Now checks the runner at second base and deals the pitch to Boyer. Swung on and popped up foul. Back into the seats, out of play. Strike one to Ken Boyer. In the American League yesterday, the Minnesota Twins defeated the Yankees 6-1, and then last night, the Yankees defeated Minnesota 7-4. League-leading Baltimore Orioles defeated the White Sox 4-1. The Red Sox beat Kansas City 7-0. Detroit beat Cleveland 8-1, and the California Angels beat Washington 7-6. Starting play today in the American League, the Baltimore Orioles are on top 9.5 games ahead of the second-place Detroit Tigers. Here is a strike one pitch to Ken Boyer, but first a pickoff attempt at second. He goes into center field, and coming on to third is Ron Hunt. He's getting a green light, and he's going to try to score. Ball is retrieved by Groce. The throw to the plate, he's flagged. He is out at the plate, and now he is up and protesting. Ron Hunt protesting the call of John Kibler as Bob Uecker blocks the plate until he can get the ball from Dick Groce, and Hunt is called out at the plate, and Westrum comes out now. And Westrum is protesting the call briefly and now goes back to the dugout. And Bob Uecker blocks the plate until he can get the ball from Dick Groce. And so Ron Hunt is out at the plate. As the ball was retrieved out in center field on a pickoff attempt, Hunt tried to score all the way from second and is out at the plate. There's two men out and the count is strike one. Here's a swing and a drive in the center field for a base hit. Johnny Briggs is over up with the ball, plays it back, and Ken Boyer turns and holds. Back in fourth position, first baseman, number 10. Jim Hickman's the batter now. Hickman's hitting 252. He has 4 home runs and 13 runs batted in. The official scorer says give an error now to Chris Short on the pickoff attempt, which allowed Hunt to move to third base, and then the play at home went 6-2, Dick Groce to Bob Uecker. Now the pitch low for a ball. The Phillies are leading by a score of 1-0. That was tying run at the plate as Hunt was called out by umpire John Kibler. There's a swing and a miss as Hickman tried to check his swing. Two men out, Boyer at first, Harvey Keene, the first baseman, holding against him there. Ron Swoboda is waiting on deck. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. We
Brayshaw checks the runners. Deals 1-1. Breaking ball low to Hickman. It's 2-1. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to deep short. It's screwed over, and he placed the second just in time for the fourth on Boyer. So the side is out. And the Mets get no runs, two hits, there was an error, and one left. And the score at the end of an inning is Phillies 1 and the Mets nothing. Tomorrow, a doubleheader here with the Cincinnati Reds in, and then the Reds will be in on Tuesday night, and next weekend it'll be the Atlanta Braves in for a weekend series, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Tickets are now available at a wide variety of convenient ticket locations. The advanced ticket window here at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week, 8 to 6 on weekdays and 9 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. In Manhattan, the Met ticket office at Grand Central Station is at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Open weekdays 8 to 6, Saturdays 8:30 to 4. In Manhattan, at Macy's, 34th Street and 7th Avenue, the Met ticket office is on the main floor near the 7th Avenue entrance. And there is also a Met ticket office at Macy's in Huntington, Long Island, in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center, and it's open during regular store hours. In addition, reservations for box and reserve seats may be made at all Howard closed stores during regular store hours, and also at any branch of the manufacturer's Hanover Trust Company during banking hours. Tickets may be obtained by mail by writing Ticket Manager, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Box seats are $3.50 each. Reserve seats are $2.50 each. Add 25 cents to each order to cover mailing costs. We're going to the top half of the second inning, and it'll be Harvey Keene up to lead off for the Phillies. He's playing first base today, has a batting average of .267. He has batted in 9 runs. A right-hand batter facing left-hand pitcher Chug McGraw. 22. First pitch is high for a ball. With Keene at the plate, John Callison has moved out on deck. Against the left-hand pitcher, Callison has moved down to number 6 in the batting order. Pitch is low and away. 2-0. Rudy calls time and goes to the mound. With the San Francisco Giants starting Marichal this afternoon, it means one of two things. Either he is not going to work against the Dodgers in the big series in Los Angeles, or he is going to work on extremely short rest.
You know, strangely enough, Lindsay, he and Koufax have hooked up only two times in their career.
Here's a pitch low for a ball. You're right. It's been rather strange that they actually have had very little head-to-head competition. Got to Harvey Keene now. It's 3 balls and no strikes. As Doug McGraw deals a pitch that is in there for a call strike, and Keene was taking all the way. It's 3-1. We're in the top half of the second. The Phillies are leading by a score of 1-0. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the right side, out of play. It's full at 3-2. Doug McGraw reads the sign of Jerry Grody. Pitch is swung on and missed. So after going behind 3-0, McGraw comes back to strike out Keene. It is McGraw's first strikeout of the afternoon. John Callison is hitting .284. He has 9 home runs and 48 runs batted in. Bob Uecker moves out to the on-deck circle. Here's a pitch to the left-hand batter, and it's outside for a ball. Doug McGraw, 22 years of age. As a matter of fact, just turned 22. He is 6 feet tall, 170 pounders, from Vallejo, California. Here's the 1-0 pitch.
swung on and hit deep to right. That one's way back there. It's going, and it is gone for a home run. Johnny Callison hitting the ball over the 371-foot sign in right field. And the Phillies are out in front by a score of 2-0.
So against the left-hand pitcher, Callison has dropped down to the number six spot in the order and promptly homered.
That brings up Bob Uecker, the catcher, hitting .206, seven home runs and 23 runs batted in. Of the 36 base hits that Uecker has this season, seven are home runs. There's one man out, nobody on base, and the pitch is low for a ball. Johnny Briggs is on deck. Here's a pitch, and it's high for a ball. 2-0. Doug McGraw with a 2-0 delivery, and it's a check swing ground ball to the right side. Jim Hickman takes it. He's going to the bag unassisted as Uecker on the check swing was slow getting away from the plate. Two men out, and Johnny Briggs is coming up. Hitting .298, he has nine homers and 19 runs batted in. He's a left-hand batter with good speed. Grass pitch, the curveball in there for a called strike. The Mets and the Phils at Shea Stadium in New York. This one gets away and sails completely over the head of catcher Jerry Grody and all the way back to the screen. 1-1 now to Briggs. Briggs trying to follow the trajectory of that ball appeared a little bewildered when he saw where it was going. Two away, nobody on. The Phils two and the Mets nothing. Breaking pitch low. Here's a swing and a drive in the right field for a base hit. Taken out there by Cleon Jones and played back, and Briggs turns and holds with a single to right. It brings up the pitcher, Chris Short. He's hitting .209. He's had 18 hits this year. Tomorrow a doubleheader here, and the holiday doubleheader starts at 1 p.m. So we'll be on the air tomorrow at 12:55 p.m. New York time. Short's a right-hand batter, and the pitch is low, bounds away, and Briggs moves on to second, and Grody comes back to retrieve as Briggs turns at second and holds there. Wild pitch. Charged against Doug McGraw. So it moves Briggs into scoring position at second, and the count is ball one to Chris Short. Draw goes over to the rosin bag. Now let's send to Jerry Grody. And set, checks the runner at second. The 1-0 pitch swung on and looped out into center field. And right there is Billy Murphy, and he makes the catch. He's playing a shallow center field against the pitcher. Sides out. One run on two hits, nor is one left. Score at the end of an inning and a half is Phillies two in the Mets running.
Going to be late for dinner tonight, dear?
Yeah, I've got to go over that Anderson deal with Fred.
Bob Watson is a nice guy with a nice family and with a nice business to support them. Bob Watson's also a good driver. Not the kind of a guy or driver that you'd normally expect to have to watch out for. Because normally, Bob's mind is on his driving.
I can expect about a 34% discount on all items. That should mean a possible margin of, say, 6%. It's not bad.
But this morning, Bob's mind is on business. And that means, at the next stop sign, you could get the business from Bob. Tens of thousands of good drivers make bad mistakes, fatal mistakes, every year. One of those mistakes may involve you. Expect the unexpected. Whenever, wherever you drive. At intersections and oncoming traffic, even behind you. Always drive defensively. Always watch out for the other guy. Mary, I think she's up.
Do we pause for station identification? This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY 810 on your dial, Schenectady, New York.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kanter and Bob Murphy at Shea Stadium in New York. And Ron Swoboda is up to lead off now for the Mets. Batting number 5 in the batting order, he has an average of .225, 8 home runs, and 46 runs batted in. Left-hander Chris Short on the mound this afternoon for the Phillies. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Yogi Berra on the coaching lines at first base, and Whitey Herzog is the Mets coach at third. Strike one delivery. Breaking pitch high, and it's 1-1. Short with a 1-1 offering, and it is swung on and popped up to the right side. Harvey Keene moves over, so does Tony Taylor. Taylor calls, and the second baseman makes the catch again, stumbling a little as the ball came down at the last moment. One away, Ed pursues the batter. Hitting .231, the shortstop has 10 homers and 46 runs batted in. The end of 2.5 innings at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. The Cubs 5 and the Pirates nothing. No score yet in St. Louis or in Cincinnati. Strike one to Ed Bursu. The American League at the end of 3 innings now. The Detroit Tigers 2 and the Cleveland Indians 1. Ike Aguirre against Sam McDowell. Stanley homered in the second with nobody on for Detroit. Now Roberto Clemente is homeless for Pittsburgh in the third with one man on. Give the Pirates 2 runs, and it's the Chicago Cubs 5 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 2. 2-strike count to Ed Bursu here. Very short with a pitch. Swung on it on the ground to deep short. Backhanded by Groats. Sets and throws, and in time. He got him. 2-way. Dick Groats moved to his right. Came up with the ball on the hop. Set. The anchor foot and threw on in time. Bill Murphy is the batter. Next center fielder is hitting .223. He has 3 homers and 13 runs batted in. We have the warm-ups now in Atlanta. Bob Bruce for the Houston Astros and Don Schwall for the Atlanta Braves. Marichal against Al Jackson in St. Louis. Drysdale against Sam Ellis in Cincinnati. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Fans here now starting a chant of Let's Go Mets as the Phils lead by a score of 2-0. This pitch is inside. Warm-ups in Minnesota, Pedro Ramos warming up for a start for the Yankees and Jim Cott for the Minnesota Twins. Cott won 21 games. Pitch to Murphy's low. The end of a half inning, the Baltimore Orioles nothing. The Chicago White Sox coming to bat. Eddie Watt against Gary Peters. Boston at Kansas City, doubleheader late to start. Washington at California on a late to start. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul back at third. Pittsburgh Pirates got a total of 4 runs in the bottom half of the third inning. So at the end of 3, it is the Cubs 5 and the Pirates 4.
The Pittsburgh Pirates on top in the National League and battling back. Hey, 2-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up to short. Dick Groat moves in a step. He's there and makes the catch.
So the Mets are out in the water here in the bottom of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of two innings is the Phillies 2 and the Mets nothing.
You can get information on the Mets fan club and obtain tickets as well for the fan club room and a list of the dates available at any of the regular Mets ticket outlets or also by writing to Mets Fan Club, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. All fan club tickets have been exhausted except for the following dates. September 27th, Leon Jones. September 30th, Bob Shaw. October 1st, Al Luplo. The Lady Met Club invites you to bring a used toy. That's not a broken toy, but a used toy. To the fan club meeting when you come. It will be sent to a hospital or an orphanage in the name of the player that you are visiting. So the only dates this season for which there are fan club tickets remaining are September 27th, Leon Jones. September 30th, Bob Shaw. And October 1st, Al Luplo. Through two innings, the Phils have two runs on five hits and one error. The Mets have no runs, two hits, no errors. As we go to the top of the third, coming in here for the play-by-play, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Lindsay, and hi there, everyone. The first man up for the Philadelphia Phillies will be Tony Cater, followed by Cookie Rojas and Dick Groat. On the mound for the Mets, Doug McGraw, he has given up two runs and five hits. In the first, he gave up three hits. And in the second, the Phillies got two. McGraw has struck out one, walked none. The lights have been turned on here at Shea Stadium. It's a murky day. And the first pitch to Tony Taylor, who singled his first time up, is called a strike. Taylor batting 247 with five home runs and 33 runs batted in. And the left-hander into the windup and back again. And this time a curveball is looked at, strike two. And with the lights coming on, the rain has started to fall again. Umbrellas going up and some of the fans scurrying back under the stand. Two strike count on Tony Taylor. A little drizzle before the ball game, and it stopped as the game got underway. A swing and a foul tip out of the glove of Jerry Grody. Tony Taylor walked out in front of the plate to pick up the ball. It's being checked out now by John Kibler and now thrown out of play. A new ball in. Time remaining at 0-2. Tony Taylor, one of the two ball players who have been seen playing in Europe while playing in the United States. He was at bat when Telstar was first tried out in the cup ball game with the Philadelphia Phillies. High fly ball into center field. Billy Murphy moving over toward center field to his left side, making the catch for the out. That'll bring up Cookie Rojas. Say the Rheingold Chug-A-Mug is a wide-mouthed glass mug that holds 12 ounces of beer. And it even feels right when you pick it up. We're selling them in handy cartons of six, and they're just about the handiest thirst quenchers in town. Cookie Rojas stepping in. Rojas batting 273. Sacrificed his first time up, and the first pitch bounces away in the dirt. It's ball one. Rojas with six home runs and 50 runs batted in. Six home runs for Cookie is all-time high for one season. Now he lines one to right center field. It's a base hit coming over to cut it off, and he does. It's Leon Jones, and Rojas holds it first. So Cookie has a base hit.
Shortstop.
And it's hit number six off Doug McGraw, and with one man away, the batter will be Dick Groat. Dick singled his first time up, so he's one for one. His average at 258, the highest it's been this year. Last year, he batted 254 for the St. Louis Cardinals. And the first pitch is low, and it's ball one. Groat in last night's ball game, three for four. He has had four hits in his last five times up to get his average up to 258. Dick, a former National League batting champion. That is 325 in 1960 when the Pirates won their last pennant. Now the 1-0 to LeBrie, it's Too low for ball two. Fastball missing. Two balls, no strikes. The Giants scored three runs in the top of the first. And they are now defending against the St. Louis Cardinals. Juan Marichal pitching for the Giants. And Al Jackson starting for the Cardinals. Weathering the storm as the Giants picked up three in the first.
We'll be back to the game in just a moment. We would like to make this announcement. We have received a phone call from the Shaker Road Fire Department in Loudonville that their phone is out. So if you have a fire or any trouble that you wish to report to the fire department on Shaker Road in Loudonville, the number to call is State 5-5822. That number again, State 5-5822. Now once again, back to Mets baseball.
Phillies lead 2-0 with one man out in the top of the third. Now the left-hander sets and comes back to the plate. And Dick Groh takes the call strike. Three balls, one strike. Warming up in the bullpen now for the New York Mets, Bob Friend. Groh has given up two runs, allowed six hits through two and one-third innings. Now 3-1, he looks at first base, comes to the plate, and the pitch is over, strike two. And Dick Groh taking all the way to try and get on base for Richie Allen. So the count has gone to 3-2. Dick does not strike out often as a fine hit and run man, so he'd have to figure that the runner, Cookie Rojas, at first base will be going on the pitch. Well, he's hoping to stay out of the double play. Now a lob throw again to first base as Tug does it before getting on the pitching rubber. He takes his signs off the rubber and then steps on to make his delivery to the plate. Here's the pitch. The runner does not go, and the ball is popped up. Second baseman Ron Hunt is under the ball, and he makes the catch right on the baseline between first and second for the out. That'll bring up Richie Allen. Richie Allen in this series, 5-for-10, with 3 home runs, 5 runs batted in, and 2 doubles. Overall, Richie Allen has had 25 hits and 67 times up against the Mets this year with 6 home runs. And the pitch to him is inside, it's ball one. He came into this ball game with a 364 average against the Mets this year and got a double his first time up to drive in a run. He was thrown out trying to stretch it into a three-base hit on a fine play from the right fielder, Cleon Jones. There's a long drive to left field. Going back in the warning track is Ron Svoboda, and he makes the catch. That retires the side, and in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings, the Phillies 2, the Mets nothing. Did you ever stop to think of how many lonesome travelers there are here and yonder and how thirsty they get?
Well, I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I am a lonely and a lonesome traveler. I've been a traveling on. I traveled here and then I...
From California to New York, the American folk singer travels here and yonder, carrying with him the music of the whole world and its peoples. And sometimes when the traveling gets thirsty, he puts down his guitar and accompanies himself with a cold beer, maybe Rheingold. And in New York City, where more songs and travelers stop than anywhere else in the world, more people buy Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. How come? Maybe it's the Oregon hops we use. Who knows? But we must be doing something right.
Going to the bottom half of the third, the Mets trailing 2-0, and Jerry Grody leading off for the Mets. On the mound for the Phillies, Chris Short. He has given up no runs, allowed 2 hits. They both came in the first, a double and a single. The single coming after Ron Hunt had tried to score from second base after a ball had been thrown away when they tried to pick him off at second. He was thrown out at the plate on a good play and an extremely close call. Ken Boyer getting the single after that play. Now the first pitch to Jerry Grody. It's high at the ball. Jerry with an average of .221. 3 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Right-hand batter. Chris Short, a left-hander, back again. The pitch is swung on. It's strike one. One ball, one strike. On deck batter, Tug McGraw. He'll be followed by Cleon Jones. Now at 1-1, the pitch back is outside, and the count goes up to 2-2. Well, we understand that an old Brooklyn Dodger fan and New York Met fan now, Hilda Chester, is very ill. We'd like to send on our best wishes for a very speedy recovery. Certainly miss her here at the ballpark. She was a part of the scene. She was the scene at Ebbets Field. Now a hard smash right through the legs of Chris Short into center field for a base hit by Jerry Groner. Well, the Mets have their third hit, their lead batter at first base, and Tug McGraw coming up. The Mets are trailing by two. Tug has been at bat 14 times with three hits. He's batting .214, not a bad hitter. Bats from the right-hand side, which does not hurt him at all against the left-hander, Chris Short. At the end of three, the Cubs 5, the Pittsburgh Pirates 4. Cubs got 4 runs in the first inning. Pittsburgh coming back, led by Roberto Clemente with another home run, a 2-run homer. It was his 24th. Now the first pitch to Tug McGraw. It's bunted on and fouled down in the dirt, strike one. Rain still falling here at Shea Stadium. A very light drizzle. Weather report for tomorrow's Labor Day doubleheader with the Cincinnati Reds is good. Supposed to clear. And it's going to be a big doubleheader with Jack Fisher and Dick Selma pitching for the Mets against Milt Pappas and Jim O'Toole. Game time will be at 1 o'clock. That is the last doubleheader of the 1966 season here in Shea Stadium. Mets have won in Cincinnati on the 25th. Now bunted out toward the pitcher's mound. McGraw drawing the throw at first base for the sacrifice as Jerry Grody goes into second. Ball fielded by Chris Jordan, tossed to Harvey Keene at first. Mets also have a doubleheader against Houston on the road. So they have two left after they play tomorrow is two. That'll bring up Cleon Jones, who popped to second base his first time up. Phillies leading by a 2-0 score. The St. Louis Cardinals, after falling behind 3-0 in the top of the first when the Giants scored three, have scored three runs off Juan Marichal to tie up the ballgame and the score after one. The Giants 3, the Cardinals 3. Al Jackson pitching for the Cardinals. Leon Jones batting at .279, and he fouls the first pitch off to the right side at strike one. Chris Short pitching for the Phillies. And working with Jerry Grody at second base with one man out in the bottom half of the third. Juan Marichal picking up his 20th win against the Mets here in the past week's action. The Dodgers have scored a run in the top of the first against Cincinnati and Sammy Ellis. Don Drysdale now starting out against the Reds in the bottom half of the first. Hard smash to third. Richie Allen runs the runner back to second base with a look and throws the first base in time for the out. That'll bring up Ron Hunt, who doubled his first time up. Ron's double is 18th and his average is .290. Two men away in the bottom half of the third. Jerry Grody, who singled the center field and was sacrificed down to second, is still there as Ron steps in. Ron's still wearing the golf glove on his right hand, and now he's asking for the umpire, John Kibler, to look at the ball. So it stops in to Bob Uecker. And a new ball is put in play. Field just a little bit damp. The outfield, with this light drizzle falling, a little bit faster as the ball will be skidding. Oh, we have a correction now over the ticker tape of the Western Union ticker. The St. St. Louis Cardinals did not score three. It goes back to a 3-0 game, the Giants leading after one. So a little extra thrill there tossed in. A little bit of everything comes your way. First pitch is called strike one of Ron Hunt. Even the Western Union operator getting in the act. We get the scores from all over the country, supplied through the ticker tape, coming across by the second. Now a high pitch, and the count, one ball and one strike. Very fine service is provided. Keep you up to date, just right on the nose. Scores are relayed from the ballparks around the country to a central office and sent out again to all the ballparks around the country. Now at the 1-1 pitch, high fly ball to center field. Johnny Briggs in center field gets to it, waits for it, and he makes the catch and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left at second. And the score at the end of three, the Phillies 2, the Mets nothing.
Here's Bob Pettit, professional basketball star of the St. Louis Hawks, on the subject of physical fitness.
As a professional athlete, I have to stay in shape. No question about it. And that makes me luckier than most, because I've developed a habit of keeping fit. That's going to be important to me when my playing days are over and I go into banking. Because there's no question about this either. No matter what line of work you go into, you'll look better, feel better, and work better if you're physically fit.
In space or surgery, nursing or news reporting, the future belongs to the fit, to those vigorous enough to live it and shape it. You parents can help see that the schools do their whole job, preparing your children physically as well as mentally. The President's Council on Physical Fitness will show you how. Write Fitness, Washington, D.C. for information. That's Fitness, Washington, D.C.
Going to the top of the fourth inning, Doug McGraw on the mound for the New York Mets. Doug has had a rough journey so far on this rainy day here at Shea Stadium. He gave up one run and three hits in the first. And he gave up one run and two hits in the second, and also another hit in the third. And he's had to weather a lot of challenges by the Philadelphia Phillies, who are trying to stay in the race. The Phillies coming into this ballgame in fourth place, seven games back of the Pittsburgh Pirates. It'll be Harvey Keene to lead off for the Phillies. He'll be followed by Johnny Callison, who's had his 10th home run of the season in this ballgame, and then Bob Uecker. Harvey struck out his first time up. McGraw had gone to three balls and no strikes on him, and then came back to get him on a 3-2 fastball. Keene batting .264, right-hand batter. Harvey started wearing glasses this year. And the first pitch is high, a fastball missing for ball one. Harvey hasn't played in too many games, appearing mostly as a pinch hitter. He's been about 120 times in 73 ball games. Had no home runs, driven in nine. And he hits a line drive to left center, might go in. Coming over is Ron Travolta. He dives, makes his try for it. The ball bouncing out of the glove as he bounds into the ground. And Harvey Keene goes into second base with a double. Almost one of the greatest plays you ever wanted to see. Ron Travolta made a dive for the ball and had the ball in his glove. But his momentum as he hit the ground knocked the ball high in the air. He also tried to reach for it once again as he was skidding along the wet grass. But he couldn't reach it. And the ball dropped in. He quickly got up and threw in, but Harvey Keene went into second with a double. So the Phillies with their seventh hit. And now the batter is Johnny Callison, who has homered in his one time up. Johnny with 10 home runs this year, batting .285. And once again, Bob Friend starts to warm up in the bullpen for the Mets. First pitch to Johnny Callison is taken away, and it's ball one. Ball thrown back to Tug McGraw, getting away. Rolling on the wet grass, and so another ball has to be put in play. They had changed balls when the ball was thrown back. Darren Johnson, in the bottom half of the first off Don Drysdale, has homered With a man on and Cincinnati still batting in the first inning, leading by a score 2-1 over the Dodgers. Sammy Ellis is pitching. Darren Johnson has had a tremendous month in August and starting out the same way in September. Bill Hands has been knocked out of the box by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Next pitch is grounded down to first base. Jim Hickman throwing to Tug McGraw. McGraw just beating Johnny Callison to the bag at first base for the out. Moving over to third on the play, Harvey Keene. Len Church taking over for Bill Hands in the fourth inning as the Pirates bat in the bottom half of the fourth. They were trailing 5-4 as they came to bat in the fourth inning. McBean had taken over for the Pirates pitchers. Freiman started, was knocked out in the first. John Cardwell came in. And now it's Alvin McBean in the ballgame. Banks and Kameny home runs in that game. Infield drawn in by manager Wes Westrum as they set up against Bob Uecker, who grounded out the first base his first time up. Bob batting 205 with 7 home runs and 23 runs batted in. One away in the top of the fourth. The Phillies lead 2-0. First pitch is bounced over the head of George Myatt, the third base coach, and going right into the cylinder that holds the tarp. Ball on this end, the ball going right into the open area and rolling into the cylinder. One strike count. Uecker, right-hand batter, and the pitch back to the plate is a curve that breaks too far inside. A hard curveball by Tug McGraw. 1-1. The Giants out at the top of the second. They still lead by a score of 3-0. And Cincinnati now out in the bottom half of the first. They got their 2 runs on the home run by Darren Johnson. They lead 2-1. Right here, the Phillies lead 2-0. 1-1 delivery is inside and high, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. At the end of 1, Minnesota 2, the Yankees 1. At the end of 1.5, Chicago 1, Baltimore nothing. Next pitch is way outside. Jerry Grody has to make a good play on the ball to keep it from getting away. And the count now 3 balls and 1 strike. The on-deck batter, Johnny Briggs. At the end of 4, Cleveland 3, Detroit 2. Game's underway in the American League. On the schedule, Boston to Kansas City and Washington to California to start later on. Three balls, 1 strike. McGraw into the windup and back again. And the pitch is hit into shallow right field. Leon Jones is waiting for it. It's fairly deep. Runner tagged up at third. Harvey Keene there. The throw coming in is way offline, and Keene scores easily. He would have scored if the throw had been good. And the Philadelphia Phillies take the lead now by a 3-0 score on the sacrifice fly by Bob Uecker. His 24th run batted in this year. And that brings up Johnny Briggs. Single to right field his first time up. He's batting 301. Phillies with 3 runs and 7 hits. The Mets have no runs and 3. 2 men out in the top of the fourth. And McGraw with a curveball for a strike. One of the few curves he's been able to throw over. Tug has been missing with his curveball and getting hit with his fastball. As Lindsey Nelson told you earlier, he pitched a fine two-hitter against the Phillies for his 1 win since coming back. Next pitch, again, a good curve. It's strike 2. Briggs leaning away, thinking the ball might be a fastball. Ball breaking over the plate. Now the next delivery is called a ball. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. The next pitch is hit hard down to second. A two-hopper for Ron Hunt. It saw the first base in time to retire the side. 1 run in the inning on 1 hit. A double by Harvey Keene. There were no errors and no one left on base. And the score at the end of 3.5. The Phillies 3, the Mets nothing.
This is Stuart Queen reporting from Washington. From the rock line promontories of New England's coastline, westward across the nation to the prairie country of the American Midwest, to the Great Divide in the Rockies, and westward again to the sequoias of California, this is America, where beauty and nature combine to make up the green lawns of our recreational playground. All this belongs to you and to me. It's part of our heritage, this pride in natural beauty. You can walk the trails of the Appalachians, swim and fish the lakes and streams, and relax in the quiet desert splendor of the great Southwest. These are the glories of this nation's natural beauty. The National Wildlife Federation wants you to learn more about beauty and nature. For free information, write the National Wildlife Federation, Department 44, Washington, D.C. That's the National Wildlife Federation, Department 44, Washington, D.C.
Half of the fourth inning with the Mets coming up as they trail 3-0. The Mets came close to scoring, the closest when Ron Hunt was out by an umpire's call, which he protested very vigorously when he tried to score from second base on an overthrow and an error by Chris Short when they tried to pick him out. Ken Boyer was at bat at the time. He then singled in the center field after the call. Ken now leading off for the Mets here in the fourth. And the first pitch by Chris Short is a curveball in for a called strike. Boyer with his single, batting 270 this year with 12 home runs and 52 runs batted in. Ron Hunt had doubled to get on base. Now the next pitch is fouled high and away. It's strike two. Chris Short has given up two hits. Make it three hits in the ballgame, allowed no runs. He has walked none. And struck out none. Left-hander looking for his 17th win this year. And his next pitch at two strikes is called strike three. So he has his first strikeout, getting Ken Boyer on three pitches. Boyer thought the pitch was inside. And with one away here in the bottom half of the fourth, the batter will be Jim Hickman. Jim hit into a forced play his first time up, grounding down to short. Hickman batting 250. First pitch is called a ball. Jim playing at first base, the right-hand batter against the left-hand pitcher, and he takes a high pitch for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jim, in 42 ball games, has driven in 13 runs and hit four home runs. He's been at bat 112 times this year. 2-0 delivery. It's in there, strike one. Jim out for a long time with a broken wrist, breaking the wrist on May 13th. Next pitch to Jim is grounded out to third. Backhanded play by Richie Allen. The long throw to first in time for the out. Richie Allen doing a good job at third against the Mets in this series. While we wait for Lawrence Sobota to come up, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY, 810 on your dial, Schenectady, New York.
Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Shea Stadium. A 3-0 game in favor of the Phil. And Chris Short with his first pitch to Ron Sobota. Swung on a miss, strike one. Ron popped out to second base his first time up. He's batting 224. Chris Short working a little bit faster here in this ball game against the Mets. He comes back and the pitch is popped up into shallow left field. Going back is Richie Allen, the third baseman, to make the call. And he makes the catch and that retires the side. Another 1-2-3 inning, three in a row for Chris Short. And the score at the end of four, the Phillies 3, the Mets nothing. Now, once again, here's Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph, after today's ball game, the Mets have 11 games remaining on 10 dates here at Shea Stadium in the 1966 season. So we hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to come out and see the Mets at least once or twice more before the end of this season. Tomorrow, the Cincinnati Reds will be in here in the last doubleheader of the year. It'll start at 1 p.m., and then the Reds will be here Tuesday night as well. The Atlanta Braves will be here on Friday night, Saturday night, and that'll be date night, and again on Sunday afternoon. Then the Mets go on the road, going to Los Angeles, to San Francisco, to Houston, and to Cincinnati, before coming back here to play Leo DeRocher's Chicago Cubs on Tuesday night, the 27th, Wednesday afternoon, the 28th. Then the Houston Astros will be here on Friday night, September 30th, Saturday night, October 1st, and the season will close here on Sunday afternoon, October 2nd. Those dates remaining at Shea Stadium, and tickets are now on sale for any or all of those games to be played here during the remainder of this season. Through four innings here this afternoon, the Philadelphia Phillies 3 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. The New York Mets, no runs, 3 hits and no errors. Tug McGraw's on the mound for the Mets, and as we go to the top half of the fifth, Chris Short is coming up for the Phillies. Short has been up one time, and he flied out to center field. He is a right-hand batter. Tug McGraw's pitch is in for a called strike. Tony Taylor moves out to the on-deck circle. Now pitches it on the ground up the middle. It's going to be a tough chance for Brissou. He goes on the run, throws, and in time. Fine play by Brissou. Ball was not hit hard, which meant that Brissou had to come across at full tilt, field the ball, and throw on the run. And in time to get Chris Short. Say, this looks like a good time to light up a Cool for the most refreshing taste in smoking today. Cool Filter King.
Taylor, number 8.
Willie McCovey has homered off Al Jackson in St. Louis, the 28th home of the year for McCovey. It came in third with nobody on. The Giants are leading the Cardinals now by a score of 4-0. Juan Marichal pitching today for the Giants, trying for his 21st win of the season. Tony Taylor's 1-for-2. The pitch is swung on and fouled on the ground back to third, fielded by George Myatt, the coach at third. So let's check now on the progress of the league leaders today. The Pittsburgh Pirates, through four innings, are leading the Chicago Cubs by a score of 7-5. The Giants are leading the Cardinals by a score of 4-0. The Reds are leading the Dodgers by a score of 2-1 at the end of an inning. Here's a ground ball to second base, taken there by Hunt and played on to Hickman. Two away for the Phillies in the top half of the fifth inning, and Cookie Rojas is coming up. He's 1-for-1 and a sacrifice. The end of an inning and a half. The Atlanta Braves 1 and the Houston Astros nothing. Eddie Matthews helmeted in the first with nobody on. Bob Bruce against Don Schwall. In the American League, at the end of an inning and a half, the Minnesota Twins 2 and the New York Yankees 1. Pedro Ramos against Jim Cott, trying for his 22nd win of the year. Horace Clark helmeted in the first with nobody on for the Yanks. Pitch is low to Rojas, batting here with two men out and nobody on base. The end of 2.5 innings, the Chicago White Sox 1 and the league-leading Baltimore Orioles nothing. Eddie Watt against Gary Peters. Baltimore has a 9.5 game lead. Here's a ground ball to short, taken by Brissou and thrown on in time. McGraw gets the Phillies out in order here in the top half of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, nor is none left. The score at the end of 4.5 innings is Phil's 3 and the Mets nothing.
This is Captain Cornell. Years ago, a chance meeting on a train with Helen Keller led to my cherished friendship with her. Through Miss Keller, I became active in the American Foundation for the Blind and am proud to serve on its board of trustees. I'd like to tell you about some of its wonderful services. The Foundation, in cooperation with the Library of Congress, records the talking books, available with a phonograph, free on loan to any legally blind person. The Foundation manufactures and adapts more than 300 aids and appliances for blind people, from clocks and watches with raised markings to tools, kitchen utensils, canes, and crossword puzzles. It also issues identification cards so blind persons may travel on most railroads and bus lines with a sighted companion, both for one fare. For more information, write to the American Foundation for the Blind, Box 111, New York, 11, New York.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Ed Brissou will lead off for the Mets.
Shortstop.
He's been up one time, grounded out short to first.
Number 1.
facing Chris Short, who came into today's game with a record of 16 wins and 8 losses. Curveball, and it's low. Chris Short works more quickly than he did earlier in the season. He had fallen into a pattern of taking a long time between pitches and working on the mound and all around. His teammates chided him for it by showing up with little shovels and things like that and calling him groundskeeper. And pitching coach Cal McLish worked with him and working a little faster. Here's a swing and a drive into left field, and it's a base hit. Coming over to try to cut it off. Left fielder Cookie Rojas going to second is pursuing, and he slides in and grabs the bag for a double. He slid to the outside and then grabbed the bag with his hand. So it is a double for Basu. Carl Salmon gets up to brush himself off. Rounded first, and the helmet flew off, so Yogi Berra slipped that out to him. It's a leadoff double here, and the bottom man with the fifth, and Bill Murphy's coming up, a right-hand batter. For the Mets, that's their fourth hit off Chris Short. Phillies are leading by a score of 3-0. Murphy's went up one time and popped out to Short. The crowd's coming alive here now with the Mets batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Chris Short looks in to get a sign from catcher Bob Uecker. Short is up and set with Ed Versu taking a lead at second base. And the pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on it in the air to left field. Rojas goes back. It's over his head. It is off the wall in play. Versu moves on to third now. And Murphy standing at second with a double. As Versu had to hold up because Cookie Rojas looked as though he were lining up the ball and then at the last moment turned and went back to play it off the wall. So Basu had the hole, then came on to third, and Murphy has a double off the wall is at second. And that's half runners at second and third. Jerry Grody is coming up, tying run at the plate. So the Mets have had back-to-back doubles without scoring a run as Basu had the hole thinking that Rojas might catch the ball. Ian Mock calls Sam and is going to the mound now, looking down toward the bullpen as he does. The Phillies have a 3-0 lead. However, we're in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and Mock folds his arms now to talk to Short, Uecker, Tony Taylor, Dick Brote. Jerry Grody is going back over toward the on-deck circle now because he wants a loaded bat to knock a little dirt out of his spikes, a little mud out of his spikes. Meanwhile, Hawk Taylor is coming in from the bullpen. Grody's still getting the dirt out of his spikes there on deck. Hawk Taylor is in the dugout. The pitcher is scheduled up next. Bob Friend is working in the bullpen for the Mets. Bob Buell is up and working in the bullpen for the Philadelphia Phillies. Gene Mock turns and goes back to the dugout now. First base is open. Runners at second and third. Chris Short looking in to get a sign from Bob Uecker as the Mets make a bid here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Chris Short, still peering for the sign. Has it now, works straight away. There's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Jerry Grody has been up one time and had a single right back through the box out in the center field. The Phillies keep the infield back with a 3-run lead. They're willing to give up a run for the putout. And the strike one pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. Jerry Grody keeps a little space between his fists on the handle of that bat, somewhat in the manner of Ty Cobb. Calculated to give the batter a little better bat control. Runners lead at second and third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back off the screen and out of play. Los Angeles Dodgers have picked up a run in the top half of the second inning, so going to the bottom of the second it is the Dodgers 2 and the Cincinnati Reds 2. Don Drysdale against Sammy Ellis. Darren Johnson had a 2-run homer for the Reds in the bottom half of the first inning. Right here, the Phillies lead the Mets by a score of 3-0, but the Mets have runners at second and third with nobody out. Chris Short takes the sign. This will be a 1-2 pitch, and it's on the way. In there for a call, strike three. Lifted right in, and caught Grody looking. He turns and marches back to the dugout. Now McGraw leaves the on-deck circle and goes back to the dugout as Hawk Taylor is going to be sent up. That was the second strikeout for Chris Short. Hawk Taylor will bat for Tug McGraw. As manager Wes Westrum is taking the gamble here to try to get a long ball from Hawk Taylor and get back in this ballgame. He's hitting 182. He has three homers, one of them a pinch grand slammer, and 10 runs batted in.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, for New York, batting for McGraw, number 19, Hawk Taylor.
Bob Friend working in the bullpen with Doug McGraw out of the game now. McGraw worked five innings in which he gave up three runs on seven hits. He struck out one and he walked none. Ed Bursue is the med runner at third and Bill Murphy the runner at second. Right-hand batter Hawk Taylor is in and waiting. Chris Short takes the side. The pitch high for ball. Mets have five hits off Chris Short. There's one man out. The 1-0 delivery. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Leon Jones waiting on deck. Taylor swinging the bat as he waits. Now the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and bow back out of play. So the count is one ball and two strikes. The Pittsburgh Pirates have scored another run in the bottom half of the fifth inning at the end of five. It is the Pirates 8 and the Chicago Cubs 5. Right here, the Phils lead the Mets 3-0. This will be a 1-2 pitch to Hawk Taylor. Chris Short works straight away. Pitch is hung out and missed. He strikes out Taylor. His third strikeout of the afternoon. Two away, and now Leon Jones is coming up. He's been up twice, popped out and grounded out.
Right fielder, Leon
Jones coming around, still not in the batter's box as Chris Short comes down to smooth out the dirt a little on the mound where he's been striding. Billy is defensively set up playing Cleon to go to the opposite field. He asked that umpire John Kibler examine the ball, so Short fires it in. Kibler takes a look and he's going to put another ball in play. Chris Short now takes the sign from catcher Bob Uecker. The pitch is in there for a call, strike one. There's two at third and Bill Murphy at second with two men out. Leon again settles himself into the batter's box, measures his stance. Chris Short working straight away with a strike one pitch. It's way outside for a ball, 1-1. Ron Hunt kneeling in the on-deck circle. Short takes a moment now to get a little mud out of his spike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and line foul to the right side into the seats and out of play. So the count now goes to one ball and two strikes to Cleon Jones. Oh.
Grace Jordan rubs up the new ball. Tomorrow's doubleheader will start at 1 p.m. We'll be on the air at 12:55 tomorrow. The Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Dick Selma and Jack Fisher pitching for the Mets. Jim O'Toole and Milt Pappas for the Cincinnati Reds. Tuesday night it'll be Dennis Ryband going against Jim Maloney. Leon Jones calls time, steps back out of the batter's box. Now comes back in. Runners lead at second and third. This is a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and it in the air to right field. Moving back to Callison. He's in the warning track near the wall and he makes the catch. At the 371-foot sign. So the side is out. No run. Two hits. No errors. Two left. The score at the end of five full innings is the Phillies 3. The Mets nothing. And this is now an official ball game. We'd like to remind you that there are good box seats remaining for the 11 home games still on the Mets schedule here at Shea Stadium for the season. And there are a variety of other ticket fans to suit individual cities. Still plenty of time for you to bring out a group for an afternoon or evening. So to find out about these plans and to order tickets, contact ticket manager Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, or phone 672-3000. That number again is 672-3000. They'll discuss the ticket plan that's best for you or your group, and they'll explain how you go about order. Bob Friend is now coming in to do the pitching for the New York Mets. He is making his 19th appearance of this season. He has a record of 5 wins and 5 losses. Last time out, in relief against the Dodgers, he went 7 2/3 and got the win. He allowed 2 runs on 4 hits. It was a fine relief performance by Bob Friend. Doug McGraw pitched 5 innings, gave up 3 runs on 7 hits. He struck out 1 and he walked not.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen, for New York. Now pitching, number 20, Bob Friend, number 20.
The end of 5 full innings. The Pittsburgh Pirates are leading the Chicago Cubs by a score of 8-5. At the end of 2.5, the Giants are leading the Cardinals 4-0. At the end of 2 full innings, it's the Dodgers 2 and the Reds 2. Dick Groats coming up here in the top half of the 6th inning. He is 1-2. Dick Groats, Richie Allen, and Harvey Keene. Right-hander Bob Friend with the pitch. Land is short and taken by Pursue. A one-hand stab and is one away on one pitch. Richie Allen, double to drive in a run. His first time up. He's flied out to the left in the third.
Number 15. Pitch
is swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. The run driven in the first inning by Richie Allen. It is 99th of this season. He was out about a month with an injury. He's going to ground ball to third, taken deep by Boyer. Fields it cleanly, throws on in time. Boyer retreated, but managed to handle that one. It was a hard hit ball. Throw away. Harvey Keene's coming up. He has struck out in double so far. He scored a run in the top half of the 4th inning. The Phillies are leading by a score of 3-0. Friend's pitch to the right-hand batter is in for a called strike. Harvey Keene, one time batting champion of the American League when he was with the Detroit Tigers. Pitch is low for a ball.
Keene, at one time, was the all-star shortstop for the American League. He and Al Kaline formed a 1-2 punch in the Detroit lineup. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off on the play. 1-2. Two men out, nobody on base. And this is a 1-2 delivery. Swung on, and he's in the air to right. Cleon Jones is there, and he makes the catch. Bob Friend retires the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Towards the end of 5.5 innings is the Phillies 3, the Mets nothing. Sometimes things roll easy, and sometimes they don't roll at all. Either way, here's a song with a message for you.
Roll on a bus, no, it won't get me.
And in New York City, more people roll on easy with Rheingold Extra Dry than with any other beer. Maybe they like our natural carbonation. But whatever it is, we must be doing something right.
Roll on, buddy. Roll on easy. The harder I roll, when the wheel don't go.
In the bottom half of the sixth inning, Ron Hunt will lead off for the Mets. Hunt has doubled and flied to center field.
Second baseman, Ron.
Phillies are leading 3-0.
Number
33. St. Louis, the Cardinals did not score off Maragel in the bottom of the third, so going to the fourth inning, it is the Giants 4 and the Cardinals nothing. Juan Maragel against Al Jackson. All right, Charles won 20 and lost 5. Jackson's won 12 and lost 12. Chris Short with a pitch to Hunt. Swung on and lined into left for a base hit. Ricky Rojas over up with it, plays it back, and Hunt turns and holds with a leadoff single. Base hit number 6 for the Mets off Chris Short. Brings up Ken Boyer, who's 1-for-2. Singled and was called out on strike. Harvey Keene, the first baseman, coming over to hold against runner Ron Hunt. Bill White being given the day off by the Philadelphia Phillies. At least, but not in the starting lineup against the left-hander. He is here in uniform and is available. Here is the pitch in for a called strike. Off the stretch, takes the sign from Euchre. Check swing, foul ball to the right side, not a play. So the count now to Ken Boyer goes to 2 strikes. Jim Hickman kneeling there in the on-deck circle. Chris Short has struck out 3 and walked none so far in the game, and allowing no runs on 6 hits. This will be a 2-strike delivery with Hunt leading at first base and nobody out. Here's a swing and a miss. Short has his 4th strikeout, one away, and Jim Hickman is coming up. Hickman is nothing for 2. He has a season batting average of .248. Chris Short taking a moment before getting ready to work to Jim Hickman. Ron Swoboda has moved out on deck now for the Mets. Ron Hunt takes his lead at first, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball high. Ball one.
Phillies are set up defensively, playing Jim Hickman to pull. Their outfield alignment is Cookie Rojas in left today, Johnny Briggs in center, and John Callison in right. This will be a 1-0 offering. And it's in for a call strike, 1-1. Through five innings of play, the Pittsburgh Pirates 8 and the Chicago Cubs 5. However, in the sixth inning, Pete Mickelson has relieved Billy O'Dell. Here's a pitch that is in for a call strike. It's 1-2. Bill Hand started for the Chicago Cubs, was relieved by Lynn Church in the fourth inning. Roberto Clemente had a homer in the third with one on, his 24th of the season, and Ernie Banks had a three-run homer to get the Cubs off in front, but the Pittsburgh Pirates battled back to take the lead. This is a 1-2 pitch. Foul back off the screen and out of play. The Chicago Cubs did not score in the sixth inning. But perhaps went to a pinch hitter because Bob Henley has now come in to do the pitching as the Pirates come up in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 1-2, the count to Hickman here with a runner at first and one man out, and the Phillies are leading the Mets by a score of 3-0. Chris Short started. He's been in all the way, coming in with a record of 16 wins and 8 losses. He's up and set. Hutt leads at first, and here is the 1-2 pitch. High for a ball. It has again begun to rain a little bit here. We've had intermittent light showers throughout the afternoon. The Met fans, for the most part, are a hardy breed, however. And the umbrellas start to spring up all over the lower field box section. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And it's inside, so it goes full now at 3-2 to Jim Hickman. Ron Hunt, the runner, is first. There is one man out. Swoboda is on deck, and the Phillies lead 3-0. Now Chris Short looks in to take the sign. Payoff pitch for the runner holding, and it's hit on the ground foul back at third. Here's the paid attendance for this afternoon, 17,770. So the Mets are just a little short of last year's total for the season. They needed 18,561 to equal last year's total for the season, which was 1,768,389. So it's just a little short on a rainy day. 17,770 paid. The total is 18,449. Payoff pitch hit on the ground to short. Could be for two. Taken by Grote over to Taylor. That's one. Throw to first. And it's a double play. Yogi Berra protesting to Joukowsky that Keene was off the bag. But Joukowsky says no. It's a 6-4-3 double play. No runs, one hit. No errors, and none left. Score at the end of six full innings is the Phillies 3 and the Mets nothing. Bob Murphy will be along in just a moment for the play-by-play. And right now, here's Bob.